So this is the UVic Military Oral History interview with Victor Wong, recorded by Trevor Gallagher on March 25th, 2016 at Victoria, BC. So do I have your permission to record this interview?
You do.
Okay, can you please tell me your full name?
It's Victor Eric Wong.
Okay, and
born in 1926, January the 16th.
Where were you
1926,
born?
1926, yeah.
1926.
In Victoria.
In Victoria, okay.
And I'm a third generation.
Third generation. So your third parents generation. Were born here, too.
Yeah, my grandmother on my dad's side, who was my dad's mother, she was born in the Cariboo, which makes me a third generation.
Wow.
My dad has been born in Victoria.
Wow.
His name is Joseph Wong.
Mm-hmm. And where were your grandparents born?
Pardon me?
Where were your grandparents from?
My paternal grandpa came from China. And I think he must have come over to help build the railway.
Wow. You've been here a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, somewhere in that area, I think. I know you.
So the 1870s?
He became a chief cook at the Union Club.
Oh.
It's a men's club.
Yeah, I know it. I know of it.
Excuse me.
So were your grandparents from Canton, or?
In the area called White Sand.
Okay.
It's in the southern China area, which most Chinese came from in those days.
Yeah.
They emigrate from there. The North came later, I think, the North Chinese.
Yeah.
And they came in force around over 70,000 from Shantung Province. And they came through William Head there. They were quarantined there over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they went east to Halifax and then to Europe. And they were in World War One.
Ah.
70,000 of them.
Labor battalions.
They were
battalions.
Big people. One was as tall as Yao Ming. He was 7.5 foot.
Wow.
Actually, there's a museum at the base of the Soup River there, down below, down somewhere there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a Canadian museum there, has a picture of him there.
Oh.
Yeah.
The mouth of the Soup River, huh. Okay.
Yeah, in Victoria.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is. You might try and check it out.
I will. Couple more weeks and I'll have some more free time, so
yeah. I got on my iPhone some of the pictures.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind taking a look at some of them. Do you have brothers, sisters?
I have one brother, Dennis, and I got a picture of him somewhere here, I think. Yeah, that's him there. Well, he was in Victoria just on the visit.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 70, I think he had a major stroke. He was 72 years old when he passed away, I think.
It's just the two of you?
No, I have three sisters.
Okay.
One just turned 100 and... coming 106, 101 in June.
Wow.
She's in Vancouver.
Wow.
Then I have two younger sisters, one 2 years younger than me and 8 years younger. So three sisters and one brother.
Five of you.
I used to play catch with my brother and we were, our house was on 936 Queens Avenue on Central and sit. On the City Park.
Oh.
On Queens Avenue there.
Okay.
It's all changed now, where they have a swimming pool, Crystal Garden, built there now. It used to be the Chris O'Gorman used to be in right in downtown Victoria.
Right.
And we were discriminated in those days, and I couldn't go swimming, and my friends, Daryl Anderson, that is around the block from me, they all asked me to go out, but they won't let me in those days, and discriminate to even in theaters. We had to go upstairs and can't sit downstairs in those days.
Wow.
Until we came back after being caught up, and went to Ottawa and we asked them for a franchise, you know, for our people, and then they gave it to us in 1946 during that parliament, and made it official January 1st, 1947.
Okay.
We lobbied them, you know, more or less.
Okay.
A group of us went. I didn't go, but I know that Roy Maher and those in Vancouver, a whole group of them went. Yeah. Doug Jung.
Okay. Douglas Jung, he was a member of Parliament, wasn't he?
Yeah, he became a member of Parliament.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, he became head of our Canadian to the United Nations. He was leading the group because he was with the Diefenbaker government then.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked him, what are you doing here? He said, I'm the group that is leading the Canadian for the UN. they wonder why he was there.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think the federal government office building on Burrard Street is named for him.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay.
His son, who is he married a teacher from England, and his son is in Vancouver, and I forgot his name, but he's still in Vancouver.
Okay. So you lived on Queens, so you lived outside of Chinatown then?
Who did?
You did.
Yes.
Okay.
I live on Queens Avenue.
Were there very many Chinese who did live outside Chinatown?
Or? Most of them live in Chinatown.
Yeah, that's...
But we were fortunate enough to be able to live outside. And the ones that are in Chinatown, they were segregated to Northward School. They call it Chicken Coop. Place or something.
Yeah, I think Gordy Kwan told me that, Chicken Coop.
Yeah, Chicken Coop. I think Gordy lived in downtown then.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So which school did you go to?
I went to Quadra Primary on Quadra Street.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just around the block from Queens Avenue.
Right.
It's on where, you know, Fairway and Quadra Street in that area right now. That used to be my first school, till grade 3.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to George A. School, which is just three blocks up from on Queens Avenue in that area there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Central Junior High, which is over on Yates, top of Yates Street.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Very close to by the police, the fire stations and stuff out there. And then then Victoria High School. Yeah.
Okay, so there can't have been very many other Chinese students.
Well, a lot of the Chinese that wanted to go to Vic High, they had families out in that area, and then they would register as their home. A friend, you know, their friends, or cousins or relatives that had lived out in that area.
Okay.
So they were able to go to Vic High and maybe George A. School. And, well, there were still some people live on Caledonia, you know, a few blocks from Chinatown.
Yeah.
They buy homes they were able to purchase homes that were close to Chinatown, maybe a few blocks up in that area. Yeah.
Okay.
Like Green Street or other... very close by in the way.
So you mentioned you had
Johnson Street.
So you had lots of You mentioned Andersons and you had white
Darryl
friends.
Anderson, well, he lives around the block from me on Vancouver Street.
Okay.
And then there's Athletic Park and Hugh Thompson that I had, and Doug Campbell, which is on the corner of Quadra Street, you know.
Okay.
Friends that are living around, you know, kids get together, play in the park, they get to know each other, and they tell him, well, I live there, and he lives there. So we grew up mostly with them, yeah.
That's interesting. So when did you finish school then?
1944.
So you went straight into the army after that?
Well, we just turned 18 in those days, and
right.
then that's when Japan occupied all of British Empire in Southeast Asia. They wanted to what the French in Europe did, you know, the French, and they had to, a lot of the young people of France, when they lost the war to Germany, and they were in the army, they escaped to Dieppe, from Dieppe to England.
Right.
And then they organized guerrilla warfare and occupied France.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the flyers that flew over France to bomb Germany and they got shot down, they would help them and disrupt German occupation of France.
Okay.
So that when Japan did the same thing, they wanted us Chinese, because Chinese were all over the world, and they had, and there was a group of Chinese soldiers that was in Burma already, more or less, you know, protecting the Burma Road, the supply lines and everything, and. When Japan occupied Burma, which they call Myanmar today, and they more or less controlled that road then, and then so we had to be called up to infiltrate, to organize the same thing that in Europe,
okay.
because they were called Force 1362.
Right.
Yeah, and we were called 136, but under SEAC, which is Southeast Asia Command, under Mountbatten.
Right.
And the only way that we could go in there, started with was with submarine. But that wasn't too effective. So we all had to, the ones that had to go, we had groups that we had to train in parachute to get in there. I myself was one of them. There's not many. Those that didn't pass it couldn't go. They had to stay in India to protect India or whatever, you know, defense there.
Okay.
And I'll show you. I've got these medals that I can tell you. I'll get it. And I'll be right back.
Okay.
I, when we got discharged at first, these are all the medal he had too, the same ones, but he didn't have this this because he hasn't finished the course, I guess, or whatever.
Parachute course.
Yeah, but I was able to finish it and have it. So I got the, I can wear it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Burma Star? Or?
Yeah, the Burma Star. I'll just lay it down here. Yeah.
Okay.
These are a legion.
Mm-hmm.
and who are not Britannia number 7 Legion. And these are my Chinese Veterans Association. I'm the president of our association.
Yes.
And these are Legion pin.
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to back up a bit before the war. When you were in high school, were you engaged in any activities to help the war against Japan for China, fundraising or anything?
The thing we did was I didn't organize any. I was about 14 years old. We used to be issued pins, that little round pins, claiming that we are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to differentiate from the Japanese, the Canadians.
Yes.
They didn't have it, so people would see us. Oh, he's not a Jap. You know, they used to call him Jap, because, but Japanese is the right word. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know any Japanese Canadian?
I had friends that was friends. Japanese even in those days.
Okay.
But then when the war started, when they started the war in 1931 or 37, for China, they attacked China then, mm-hmm. you know. And that was in 1931. They took Manchuria.
Yeah.
And which is Manchukuo, they called it, and Punyi was their puppet king and emperor there,
mm-hmm.
But actually they controlled the country, you know, they
yes.
occupied it really, and made it a colony in the sense, but China was weak in those days, you know.
So did that affect friendships here between Chinese and Japanese?
Or? Yeah, when they attacked China, then we sort of had why are you beating us up, you know, that type of thing. So, but we didn't go into such a violent, sometime, you know, you're a friend for a long time, nothing, mm-hmm. you know, there wasn't not really a sad animal, not really great hatred or anything,
okay.
in a sense. Okay. It's only, they made it, quite bad for the relationship, because Canada more or less rounded them all up,
mm-hmm.
and gave them nothing for their homes and businesses. They had to sell it cheap or whatever just to get the money out of so they can move out.
Yeah, when I was really little, I remember my father's boss had been born in an internment camp in Spuzzum. I remember visiting him. I was too young to understand, really.
Are you German?
No, I'm from Canada. My father, when I was little, his boss, he's older, but he had been born 1943 in Spuzzum in a Japanese internment camp.
Oh, I see. But anyway, you know, Europe was a little different case. They rounded up the Jews and mass murdered, trying to kill them all,
mm-hmm.
because Hitler believed that the World War One, they were the people that made Germany lose or something.
Right.
He wrote a book about Mein Kampf, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing, Gordy told me a story about people who did not give money to the Kuomintang. They would, in Chinatown, they would tie them up to telephone poles, and I don't know if you saw any of that.
I haven't heard anything like that.
Okay.
There were nothing that I heard of.
Okay.
I think that's a story. I can't remember anything like that.
Okay.
Nobody told me, and nobody older people would know.
Okay.
Cause my dad would have told me about it. That's the first time. Like that.
Okay, interesting. That's the first I'd heard of it, so.
No, well, there's another story there. He said, I don't want you to, what you call, but the only way to go into Burma was by through parachute.
Right.
There's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about PT boats.
No, he was talking about in Victoria, in Chinatown, with trying to raise money for the Nationalist Party and and people who wouldn't donate, they would tie them up to telephone poles, and people would ask them, "Why didn't you give money?" So
never heard of that.
Never heard of that. Okay. Interesting. I'd never heard of it either.
Yeah. Well, I don't want that story to come out. It's not true.
Okay.
That I know of.
Okay. I'll look into that.
But I've never heard of that. I don't know. I can't vouch for it because I never heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, well, he lived in Chinatown. I don't know. But I never heard of such things.
Okay.
He never even told me that.
Really?
So I don't know why he wouldn't tell me.
Hmm.
Or tell somebody in the school.
Okay. Can you or could you speak Cantonese at all?
Yes.
Yes. Could you read and write it? Or
I went to Chinese school, but I forget. No,
you went to Chinese. Okay. But when you joined the army, you could still.
Yeah, I still remember that we would write a few words at home or something like that.
Okay.
If you don't use it, you lose it, you know.
Right.
But excuse me, man.
Yeah.